with SRN News. I'm John Scott. The Supreme Court's decision on presidential immunity will further delay Donald Trump's case, which is a victory for the former president. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
Justices ruled that former presidents have absolute immunity from prosecution for their official acts and no immunity for unofficial acts. That means Trump is immune from some actions he took while trying to overturn the 2020 election results. But the Supreme Court is sending the matter back to a lower court to determine whether or not Trump will go to trial. If there were to be a trial, it's highly unlikely that it would take place before the election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Beryl has re-strengthened into an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says Beryl is cutting a path through the Windward Islands, bound towards Jamaica and the Cayman Islands.
We're expecting multiple life-threatening hazards with Beryl as it moves through the Windward Islands. We have the potential for catastrophic wind damage with the eye wall of a major hurricane moving through the area, especially between St. Vincent and Grenada, including the Grenadine.
Hurricane Beryl has made landfall in the Caribbean island of Carriacou. Carriacou, one of the islands of Grenada, where officials have reported damage with the storm's maximum winds of 150 miles an hour. Evacuation orders in Arizona have been lifted for some residents in northeast Scottsdale who have been out of their homes for days because of a wildfire. Authorities say the Boulder View fire, 19% contained after charring nearly 6 square miles of land on the edge of the Boulder Heights subdivision. No injuries have been reported. No structures damaged. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 10 points and the NASDAQ up 57. This is SRN News. A new report on an ignored segment of the LGBT community.
According to the Pew Research Center, bisexuals are actually the largest single group under the LGBT umbrella, making up a larger percentage than the other three groups combined. About 4% of Americans identify as bisexual. They're much more inclined than other LGBT people to keep their lifestyle a secret. The Pew study indicates that women and young people are more prone to identify as bisexual, and of all the LGBT segments, bisexuals are the most likely to have children. Over 1/3 of bisexuals are parents.
SRN's Michael Harrington. In 1915, the Ottoman Empire began a genocidal purge of Christians. One religious freedom group warns that the leader of modern-day Turkey would like to start another one. A new report by International Christian Concern accuses Turkish President Erdogan of engineering hostility toward believers as he tries to make his country more Islamic. This is SRN News. Longtime Donald Trump advisor Steve Bannon reports to prison today to serve a 4-month sentence.
On Friday, the Supreme Court rejected Bannon's emergency appeal. The former White House strategist remains defiant.
I'm serving my country right now as a political prisoner in Danbury starting on Monday.
He told ABC's Jonathan Carl he has the support of Republican House leaders.
From the Speaker of the House and the House of Representatives.
A jury found Bannon guilty of 2 counts of contempt of Congress for refusing to sit for a deposition with the January 6th House Committee and refusing to provide documents related to efforts to overturn Trump's 2020 election loss. Jennifer King, Washington.
For the second time, jurors in Karen Reed's murder trial have said again they're deadlocked by the judge ordering them to continue deliberating. They're being asked to decide whether prosecutors have proven that Reed drunkenly and intentionally slammed into her Boston police officer boyfriend with her Lexus SUV and left him to die. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.